On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Oh, it's been too long. Mark Bosnich, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, we've missed you, mate. Where the hell have you been?
I could ask the same of you, mate. I've been here, there and everywhere doing my job as usual. Yep. And listening to you guys intensely, but
good on you, mate.
Other than that, pretty much looking after the family, the little one, and I've got another little one on the way.
So
there you go.
There you go.
Oh, you know you're alive then, mate.
Tell me about it.
Go for three.
Yeah.
That really gets you going.
We'll see about that. We'll see how it goes.
Mate, look, there's great excitement about this game tonight. Melbourne City, they are the favourites at tab.com.au up against Sydney FC. Sydney FC, well, they both need some silverware, don't they?
Well, of course they do. But, yeah, everyone's pumped about the game. It's our first piece of major silverware that's going to go out tonight. And like you just said as well, TK, the 1-2 makes it all the better.
Yep.
Sydney haven't won a major trophy in 60 years, but they've been absolutely flying under Graham Arnold. But they're obviously very, very aware of that. And we all know the story about Melbourne City, about the City Group coming in and buying what was the old Melbourne Heart. And it's quite eerie because when they done the same to Manchester City all those years back, it was pretty much the same time span for when they won their first FA Cup.
Okay.
It was about like 2.5 to 3 years. And they beat Manchester United in the semi-finals and went on to win the final. I think it was against Stoke. And then the rest has sort of been history. So they're pretty much, you know, they say what they're going to do and then they do what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to win, mate? What's the score, do you think?
Well, my tips have been shocking as usual this season, but I actually think the Sydney FC are going to win tonight. I'll go for Sydney FC 2-1 after extra time. Look, they weren't at their very best on the weekend, but I think that's understandable because I think they had one eye on this final. And the same went for Melbourne City, but I just think Graham Arnold's side, I've just got that little bit of hardness about them that when you watch them, you just get the feeling that they're not going to get beaten. And with Melbourne City, as great a football as they play, and it's really, and you know, I would go and pay money to watch Melbourne City. They really are entertaining to watch. But unfortunately, the downside for them is that they do look like they are going to concede. They do give you a chance.
Right.
So I think Sydney FC will take it out.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Fox Sports commentator Mark Bosnich. He'll be on duty tonight with the pre-game show and then also the coverage of this FFA Cup final starting from 7. Mate, cast your critical eye over Timmy Cahill. Terrific to have him back in the A-League competition. Such a big name. A couple of goals so far.
Yeah.
You happy with what you're seeing? What did you expect to see? Where's he at as far as you're concerned?
Oh, I think he's at where I expected him to be. He had an absolutely fantastic start with that world-class goal he scored against Melbourne Victory in the derby.
How good was that?
He scored another goal. Would he maybe expect him to get maybe one more? But I think the fact that there was times that I spoke to him that his Achilles was because of the harder ground down here. There was a couple of times when really he shouldn't have started, but. I'd say he's pretty much on course to do what I thought he would do. And tonight would put him right on course, and like I said, to help Melbourne City win their first bit of silverware. And I think it'll be the first for Timmy as well at club level. He's obviously won the Asian Cup with the Australian national team, and he's been in finals before of the FA Cup with Everton. And I think at Millwall in the Auto Windscreen Shield, but I don't think he's ever won a major trophy. I'm sure somebody who's listening will check that as a player for a club side. So massive incentive for him and all the rest of the players. And then Slats, you'll know as well, your first major trophy, wherever it may be, is just a great filler because you can do what you want for the rest of your career and you always want to win more things. But forever, you will think back that, you know, when I started out playing sport for, I actually fulfilled my ambition and won a major trophy.
Yeah, absolutely, Boz. Good on you, mate. So Sydney FC 2-1 in extra time, you're saying?
Yep. There we go. That's a tip. So you know what's going to be, don't you? It's going to be Melbourne City 2-1 in normal time.
No. I'm backing you in, boss.
We're backing you, mate.
All right. There, beautiful.